Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, they could have just fired Nico Harrison the day after the Luka trade and saved us all a lot of time, because he's out, and that was the most predictable thing ever. You orchestrate one of the dumbest trades in the history of all of sports, Pearl. Not shocked that 9 months later, you are unceremoniously shown the door.
No, I'm glad they let him hang around so fans could chant fire Nico. I mean, it's better that they could yell at him directly for at least 9 months.
Cathartic, yeah.
Yeah, instead of just firing him the next day.
Which, fair.
Of course, would have been the prudent move. But then again, would the NBA have given the Mavs a number one pick if they had fired him?
Sliding doors. You know, and a 1.8% chance, I think it was, for them to get Cooper Flagg, right, which they got in the draft, which somehow Nico Harrison touted as some kind of massive victory because these ping pong balls landed a certain way.
You're the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
The NBA, according to you many times, you're on the record, fixes the lottery.
Yeah.
Obviously, they had something on Nico who said, you better trade Luka to the Lakers because LeBron's getting old. We need a star in LA. And we will, in return, give you the number one pick and you'll get Cooper Flagg and everything will be all right. But apparently, everything's not all right. Even in the conspiracy theory world, this did not work out at all.
Yeah, it's funny because if you have to get into the mind of a conspiracy theorist, you can't make that much sense, Pearl. You can't say that Adam Silver needed Luka in LA. You just have to say Nico Harrison was wrong. He did this, and now he pays the price. And you know,
we
may have miscalculated how much Luka Doncic meant to the city of Dallas. And let's not forget how much worse this got for Dallas fans when Jerry Jones traded Micah Parsons. Nico Harrison and Jerry Jones are not the same, but that happening in such a short amount of time just made it agony for Dallas fans. But the biggest thing to me about the Nico Harrison trading away Luka Doncic, and now the owner of the team, who, by the way, looks like a joke. I mean, you might be good at running a casino, or I'm sorry, you might be good at marrying into a family that already had casinos, and he might get sports gambling legalized in Texas. They put a lot of money into this lobby now to try to help their own business, casinos, sports betting, all that stuff in Texas. But this guy clearly doesn't know how to run an NBA team. And we see this all the time. Patrick Dumont is his name.
Yeah.
And we see new owners come in. And usually, Pearl, their mistake is they trade for a player, like what happened in Phoenix with Matt Ishbia, just like selling the farm to get Kevin Durant and all that was his first move. This was trading away Luka. And clearly the owner is just clueless.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, owners like to star hunt. They treat it like a fantasy football team when they first get there. But even
this was the opposite.
You know what, though? The owner listened to Nico Harrison. That's the problem here. It seems like, and I've heard, that Nico got a big ego for some reason. I'm not quite sure how he earned that as an NBA GM, but kind of had this idea that he was smarter than everybody. Hence the trade, you know, because defense wins championships. That's what Nico told you afterward. They trade for Anthony Davis because Anthony Davis was a championship level player because he won one in the bubble. I guess, you know, you could squint and see some logic there. The biggest problem, and you and I talked about this many times, is that he, if you're going to trade Luka, which is a terrible idea to start with, at least call some other teams besides the Lakers and get a lot more return. You could have gotten, now that you see skinny Luka in LA, you could have gotten a franchise-altering haul, and you sure did not.
Yeah, that's true. Let's hear from, this is Shams Charania yesterday as the news is breaking that Nico Harrison has been fired. So, you know, not to celebrate someone losing their job, but ding dong. He says Patrick Dumont, this is Shams, had to be convinced trading Luka Doncic was a good idea, and he trusted Harrison as a basketball savant.
Now, it might have taken Nico Harrison days, weeks to get Patrick Dumont on board, but after the Mavericks made it to the NBA Finals in 2024, I'm told that's when the Patrick Dumont-Nico Harrison relationship, that was the strongest it's ever been. That's when Patrick Dumont, what I'm told, he looked at Nico Harrison as a basketball savant, as someone that when Nico Harrison speaks, when he has an idea, it's basketball gospel.
Wow. And
man,
what was the biggest reason why the Mavs even got to that finals? Probably Luka. But yeah, I guess he did trade for Kyrie Irving. Here's the thing that I think is the biggest, like, two issues here, twin issues. First, just unpacking a little bit more of Nico Harrison and Patrick Dumont, okay? When they traded Luka Doncic, what makes today maybe feel so, like, finally for Mavs fans, right? And for basketball fans at large, is the arrogance that they had after they traded Luka. It's the, we know what it takes to win, and you are the dead weight who is not a culture fit, who is too busy smoking hookah and drinking beer to take your profession seriously. And we don't think you're going to age well. And in fact, what actually has aged the worst is the fact that Patrick Dumont, again, the new owners of the Dallas Mavericks, said this in his first public remarks after they traded Luka Doncic. He said this to Dallas Morning News. If you look at the greats in the league, the people you and I grew up with, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, they worked really hard every day with a singular focus to win. And if you don't have that, it doesn't work. And if you don't have that, you shouldn't be a part of the Dallas Mavericks. First, haha, Shaq.
Like, sorry that's about that, America.
Hilarious, because Shaq actually was criticized by many, including Kobe,
I'm gonna knock your ass out,
about not actually being in shape.
I won't stand for any Shaq slander on the show. But
a couple of things. He said, and they went on to say, that's who we want. I'm unwavering on this. The entire organization knows this. This is how I operate. This is the only way to be competitive and win. If you want to take a vacation, don't do it with us. Like, implying that Luka was riding the coattails of who? Derek Lively? Like, who was he riding? He was riding the coattails of Nico? He was somehow mailing it in? See, this is the part, I think, where the Mavs fans feel, like, really good, Pearl, about today, because the arrogance with which Nico Harrison and Patrick Dumont operated with directly in the aftermath of the Luka trade. And by the way, how tone-deaf of you. Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, you don't mention Dirk Nowitzki, a guy who's got a statue outside? Like, you don't know your own franchise, clearly.
That all sounds good, but I think the average Mavs fan's like, wait, you traded Luka Doncic away? all that other stuff, I don't even know if they even know about that. They just know Luka Doncic is not on their team right now. He's in L.A.,
yeah,
and they know that their team stinks right now. I mean, they do have Cooper Flagg, but I view this more from, this is almost a comic story. It's not really that serious in the sense of, like, the fact that there'd be a key free throw late in the game and they'd be chanting fire Nico, yeah, fire Nico, fire Nico. This has just become almost like a college game where the fans are got this momentum and it's fun to chant fire Nico. The whole thing is, it's an absurdist play, this entire saga. They traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Ford. Older, soon-to-be free agent Anthony Davis is insane. So I think that it's going to be more laughed at than taken seriously many, many years from now. He's going to be a comic figure in the sense that, like, the guy who ever traded, what did they trade for Babe Ruth?
The rights to No-No Nanette.
Yeah, No-No Nanette and the Billy Goat. And, like, we're going to have him in the infamous, not serious category of sports stories. He's going to be considered one of the worst GMs of all time. And I've never obviously met Nico. I'm not sure what he's like, but I don't think he's ever going to be taken seriously again.
Oh, well, you're right. But it's funny because comedy and tragedy are very closely aligned. And it might be comedy for you and I sitting here thousands of miles away. That was tragic for the people in Dallas.
I think they enjoyed Fire Nico Chance. I honestly, I think they were having fun
recourse.
With it.
They had no other recourse. Like, that's it. But now it set their franchise on set their franchise back. And now it set their franchise on a completely new course, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But it's... It to me, it was about the arrogance of this. It was about going only to the Lakers. It was about bringing Anthony Davis in, whose reputation or his nickname is literally street clothes. It was so predictable. And now the irony that Anthony Davis came into camp out of shape and now is hurt. And it was this whole thing about Luka and the work ethic, and he wasn't committed to his body. And meanwhile, Luka's on the cover of Men's Health. And Anthony Davis now has a sore calf and came in looking a little heavy. Like, you can't write it, like, any worse.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Now that Nico's gone, is Anthony Davis long for the Mavs?
Well, let's talk about that, because now you got to pick up the pieces here. And obviously the biggest thing and the biggest asset that the Mavs have is Cooper Flagg. So you've got something to build around.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, if people are that happy with how Cooper Flagg has even been used here early on his rookie year. You know, questioning Jason Kidd, make him a point guard. You saw him the other day, finally moved him off the ball, and he had a career night. No one talked about it because all the Fire Nico chants, and they did Fire Nico right after. But he actually has something. So, like, my biggest question for the Mavs and for their fans, as we are on in the Dallas area, and you can call us at 888-710-4ISN, how much power does Jason Kidd have in this organization right now? Because clearly Patrick Dumont will listen to anybody. You saw the video of him talking to like a 18-year-old Mavs fan, Pearl, in the Lakers, Luka Doncic jersey.
Oh,
he's a freshman at SMU.
That kid might be the next GM.
Honestly, would you put him past him?
Definitely not.
There's like a power vacuum here, and clearly Patrick Dumont is someone who's had a lot of yes men around him. Because how many people had to tell him, thumbs up on a Luka trade for him to feel good on it, right? Like Nico Harrison and all the other yes people. So who's going to take the power now? And the fact that Jason Kidd is sitting right there, our friend Chris Mannix said he thinks Jason Kidd would love more of a role in personnel. And even the idea, now this is me speculating, Jason Kidd moves to the front office and they move heaven and earth to get John Shire, Cooper Flagg's coach from Duke, to come coach the Mavs.
Oh, God, really? So we're going to have to hate the Mavs like we hate Duke?
I mean, you could already hate the Mavs like you hate Duke.
I personally don't hate Duke that much, but you're going to bring, if you bring in Shire, then you're bringing in a lot of anti-Duke energy.
I don't know. Do people not like the Lakers now because J.J. Redick is the head coach and he went to Duke? I think you got to let that go in the pros.
Ooh, I don't know. I hear a lot of anti-J.J. Redick talk. You think that the animosity from Duke hasn't carried for? Why do you think we made fun of the Wine podcast all the time? Yeah, of course people hate the Lakers because they hate J.J. Redick because he went to Duke. What? These are basketball fans. We're mortals. Yeah, if they bring Shire to Dallas, I think that you will turn off a lot of people because you're recreating Duke. But that's besides the point. Honestly, this is probably not the right take, but I feel like NBA GMs are a little bit overrated in the sense, like, the most important skill as a GM is to get lucky in the lottery. Mm. In the history, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, Cooper Flagg. So I don't even know if there's not that many moves for an NBA team because of the salary cap. You really can't even do that much. Like, NFL GMs have 35 moves a year. No, they have more than that. They have 135 moves. NBA, you're kind of pinned into these situations. So every move is critical. Like, you can't screw up something as badly as Luka Doncic. I don't know what, if Kidd goes to the front office, like, how much real flexibility? Are they really going to be able to trade Anthony Davis before his contract runs out? At this point, I'm not sure people are going to be interested. I mean, Kyrie, are they going to be able to trade him? Who's going to take that guy right now?
I don't know if they're looking to trade Kyrie. Anthony Davis feels a little bit more like obvious.
Well, of course they would be looking to trade Kyrie. There's no way the timeline matches up between Kyrie Irving and Cooper Flagg.
It doesn't, but I know that Cooper Flagg has to play with somebody who can handle the ball, and it makes more sense. And Kyrie's obviously coming off a knee injury, but so we have no idea what he's going to be like when he even comes back. But I know Kyrie Irving does mean a lot to Mavs fans. He was a stabilizing force in that organization, as odd as that is, considering how it ended with Kyrie in Brooklyn. But at least that makes sense on the court. It didn't really feel like Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg made less sense considering how crowded the front court is for the Dallas Mavericks. So I agree with you. Maybe the move is just tear this thing completely all the way down. They have very little draft capital. But I don't know if it's a given that Kyrie Irving is gone.
Well, it's up to Kyrie, quite frankly. Kyrie's going to, by the time he gets back, what is it, March at the best, right? He turns 34 on March 23rd.
Yep.
So what on earth are we doing here? What, at that price, I can't imagine anybody's going to want Kyrie Irving. How consistently on the court will he be?
Well, then you're selling low, right? And so like maybe there's just an idea that that's not the prudent move. But again, it all goes back to who's making these decisions. Like, are they going to go with Jason Kidd and kind of do that? Do you go with more of a traditional GM? And can I throw another team out there? Because you make a good point. NBA GMs, I might disagree with you about how influential they are, but one of the biggest things is you need to have a really great relationship with star players.
Why is that?
Because the NBA is a stars league.
Right.
And you never know when your star player might just turn around and say, not only do I want out, I only want to go to this team. And then all of a sudden as a GM, like, you've got to make this puzzle work. And so to me, actually, one of the most important people potentially in this whole saga, whatever you want to call this, is probably Rich Paul. You know, Rich Paul is Anthony Davis's agent. Rich Paul is probably now the most powerful agent in the NBA. I think we can probably give him the crown. If you want to move Anthony Davis and you want to get off that, which would also be selling low, you've got to get Davis on board. And you've got to get Rich Paul on board.
Why can't, I don't understand, because they obviously traded Luka without him being on board. Well, why do you need Anthony Davis on board?
Because there's Anthony Davis could just say whatever. Like, he could say, I'll retire. He could say anything. I don't want to go here. I don't want to do this. He doesn't have the clout, right? Well, he does have the clout to be a superstar, but he doesn't have the market. So you might have to get him on board with trying to get anything back for him. The Luka trade is such in a vacuum of its own, Pearl.
Right. I mean, I would think Anthony Davis would be on board if you announce it's going to be a rebuild, which it has to be, because I don't think that Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving are ever going to be healthy enough to fulfill Nico Harrison's vision. Why would he want to be there? Of course he would want to go to a contender, right?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, are you sure a contender is someone, you know, you got to figure out who actually would be able to give you anything in return. And I think you need Anthony Davis on board, but that's me. And I think Rich Paul does play a very influential role in a lot of front offices.
I think he would be on board, because the only team that would want Anthony Davis would be a contender. So I honestly think Rich Paul will call them, the Mavs, and say, please get my guy out of here. Just timelines. It's nothing personal. I just think the timeline is not going to match up. Unfortunately, you have to go young there in Dallas. So that means no Kyrie. And honestly, there's not going to be any Kyrie anyway. There's no way he's staying healthy enough to be a player with Cooper Flagg. This is a dream that Nico Harrison had in the middle of the night, and it was ridiculous then. It's ridiculous now.
Okay, so we're talking obviously about Nico Harrison, the man, the architect behind the Luka Doncic trade, the worst in NBA history. I think we can confidently say maybe the worst in sports history. He's out. You are talking very, very in absolutes, Pearl, that the Mavs are tearing this down. You don't know what they're thinking. They traded Luka Doncic away for Anthony Davis and Max Christie in a first-round pick in 2029 and said, we're ready to win right away.
Yeah.
They sold that to their fans. Now, they start out the season 3-8 and got blown out by the Grizzlies. And everyone's chanting fire Nico. And okay, maybe the plans change. But you can't say, when it's a new owner like this and clearly a bad owner, you can't say with certainty you know they're going to tear it down. That may be what they should do, but you don't know that's what they're going to do.
But I do know that there is no world where Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie Irving are all going to be healthy and on the court and winning at the highest level for the Mavs. It's just not going to happen. So I don't care if you intentionally tear it down or not. Those guys are not going to be on the court. You said it yourself. Street clothes and Kyrie is just not going to be healthy in time to affect Cooper Flagg. Tear it down or not, it's not happening.
You guys worried about the players. I'm still worried about the owner. Like, to me, they got rid of Nico Harrison, but the problem is still in-house. They have owner who does not know what he's doing. You had a dead man walking in Nico Harrison that we all know is going to be fired eventually. As soon as the Luka Doncic trade happened and he did what he did with the Lakers, you knew this was going to happen. And he let this guy re-sign Kyrie Irving to another long-term deal, re-sign Jason Kidd to another long-term deal because he was flirting with the New York Knicks.
I was just about to bring that up. Don't you think he regrets that?
I mean,
he has to regret that.
Nico Harrison made long-term decisions for this team, and now he's out in, what, 8 games? That owner does not know what he is doing, so I don't know if it really matters what assets they have, the team they have, and having Cooper Flagg. I feel like that guy is not going to be able to build a winner because he's shown already that he doesn't seem to have a pulse on how to build an NBA team.
And you want to know what's funny? So, I mean, I can think the question in Dallas is, do you believe that this thing can be fixed? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And then who's the right person? Have you guys seen that Mark Cuban is now suddenly back in the
fold? He's back in the fold.
Of course he is, because there's a power vacuum here. And everyone sees what you see, EJ, what we all see, which is Patrick Dumont is not ready for this job or even doesn't know what he doesn't know and is acting like, you know, he's Red Auerbach. So if I were an NBA person, I'm also trying to get in here right now. I'm trying to, I could run the Mavs. Mark Cuban might feel like he needs to come back to help them. And you're going to have a lot of cooks in the kitchen here, and it's going to be up to Patrick Dumont to decide who to trust. I mean, clearly he trusted the wrong guy with Nico Harrison.
Yeah. Mark Cuban retweeted me the other day, by the way. Nice. Anyone see that?
That's no. What did you tweet?
Did you defend Steve Ballmer? Because he's into that.
No, I tweeted. It's a king.
About a fake tree planting company?
I tweeted the video of Omar Cooper Jr. toe tapping. I said, call it. I said something like, play of the year, game of the year, call of the year. And just a fanboy thing for Indiana football. And you know, everyone forgets Mark Cuban, Mr. Indiana. Yeah. He started this whole empire by broadcasting Indiana basketball games on a phone line. So he retweeted that. Nothing to do. Yeah. What did you think? Mark Cuban retweeted my opinion on like NBA trade?
No, I thought maybe farm subsidies, like what's going on with the tariffs. Mark Cuban's got his hand in a lot of things.
Yeah, but I got the sense from Mark Cuban that as bad as it's going with the Mavericks, and he's still a super fan, Indiana football's rise is sort of, he looks pretty happy. He looks satisfied.
If I had that much money, well, I'd be happy.
I have to see how receptive he is to different ideas on Shark Tank to really get a mood. But it feels like if Indiana football could win at all, he will take the Mavs falling apart. That is my sense of Mark Cuban. I mean, it's his alma mater, Maggie. This is a big deal for him.
Listen, can't ever fight with that. It's like, hey, Sharks, I've got a 5-time first-team All-NBA player that I'm willing to give away for free.
Yeah. Well, can you tell me about, you have a defensive end out of Stanford that you can sell me? Because that's where the real money is right now. It's in
the transfer portal.
Actually, that's a, yeah. Mark Cuban is very happy about Indiana football. And I think he's looks happy to be back involved with the Mavs. Like, you're right. I think that if there's a vacuum, he will jump right in. Because he was just an owner. He was clearly a GM owner.
Yeah. I'm also curious for the Mavs fans, because I've heard a lot of this. Like, this is such a great day, you know, because the fan base had been kind of zombie and all that stuff because they're just disheartened, right, after the Luka trade.
Yeah.
But there is, like, also a realization, like, oh, no. This team has no idea what it's doing.
Counterpoint, Cooper Flagg.
Well, okay, but they got to not mess that up.
Well,
they got to not mess it up.
By the way, he hasn't been the best rookie so far, just saying.
Yeah, but he finally had a good game.
Right. It took him a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, still, he's 18 years old. I think it's promising early returns. For 18, that's really young.
It's also still November.
That's true. 888-710-4ISN. But you got a bad owner.
That's for damn sure.
And we all know what that's like. We've all rooted for teams with bad owners. And it's tough because this guy's new. So it's not even like he's a bad owner, but he might be like on his way out or whatever. Like, he just got here. He's got that new owner smell. Stinks. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, lots more to do, including we got a lot of college football to get to. The new college football playoff rankings are out. I've got major beef with the committee. Shocker. And it's Wednesday, which means the great debate comes your way at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
All right, Maggie, this is absolutely the best time of year. You really want to get involved in this NBA trade stuff, then make a choice on Prize Picks, because tonight on Prize Picks, you can go more or less on Luka Doncic, 31.5 points for the Lakers. Prize Picks is awesome this time of year because you have basketball, hockey, soccer, all kinds of sports where if you're right, you can win big. The app is so simple to use. You just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big.
Okay, Luka facing the Thunder tonight, though. Good defensive team. I think I might go less than 31.5 points. And then I was looking at Cade Cunningham. Were we talking about him yesterday? He scored 45 points on 41 shots.
Yeah.
I'm going to go less than 28.5.
The man is exhausted. I would hope so.
He's got to be gassed and also pass the ball. Okay, prize picks. This is where we have lots of fun. It's become the obsession of the show. And if you want to play along with us, it's super easy. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We're breaking down the Mavericks' decision to fire Nico Harrison. I think there's a lot of why now, why not earlier. Obviously, you couldn't fire him 2 days after the trade was made, because you had to save face a little bit. But I'll bet you there were people calling owner Patrick Dumont saying, you got to fire this guy. Which we all knew. This is one where the fans knew immediately what the organization did not know.
Oh, yeah. They had to own up to it right after the fact. They miscalculated how much Luka meant to the fan base. Like, they were just in the NBA Finals. Are you guys so tone deaf? But to me, again, it's the arrogance. That's why I think people are celebrating Nico being fired. Normally, you don't want to, you know, be like, man, good riddance. But after they traded Luka, it was like, look how smart we are. We're going to be proven right on this thing, because Luka's such a disaster that he can't get his body in good enough shape. and XYZ. And meanwhile, every move that Dallas made has backfired. Anthony Davis not healthy. He came into camp out of shape. And Luka is thriving in L.A. So it's just like, it looks so bad.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's the arrogance. I think it's the fact that they traded away Luka Doncic.
The arrogance on top of it.
I don't know.
No, because sometimes you could be apologetic sometimes. Like, we had to do it because of X, Y, and Z. This team was like, we're being proactive. We're the smartest people in the room. Mm. Just all you wait and see. We're going to get proven right. Pearl, it's literally what they said.
Yeah,
we're going to get proven right here. And obviously, they're so wrong. And that's why people are reveling in this today.
I think the energy would have been similar even if Nico was a great guy. But I think it was the trade.
Well, yes. I mean, that's the catalyst. Hutch is in East Texas. Good morning, Hutch.
What's going on, y'all? How you doing?
We're good. What's up?
All right, so we got a couple of things. I'm actually a teacher and a basketball coach in high school, and I have to tell you that I don't believe that it's as much arrogance as it is ignorance on the part of the new owner. But you talk about hurting a fan base. You talk about destroying a fan base. I took a little story. I took 80 kids to a Dallas Stars game last year as a trip for my class, right? It was a great time. We had an awesome time. These kids were so gutted by the trade that they planned, all of them, like half of them, we'll say half of them, made Fire Nico shirts, okay, and wore them. And, of course, I let them. It's an expression. Let's go for it. I was also, I was kind of on board. I don't want anybody
you were
to
wearing
lose
the T-shirt
job.
Right with them. Yeah.
I made a sweatshirt. But, no, I don't want anybody to lose their job, but it was such a an irregular move. Nobody understands it.
Yeah.
But the story goes, as we're walking around the AAC and we're doing the tours before the Stars game, and then of course there's all that stuff going on right now with the Stars and the Mavs. It's kind of weird. The offices, we had security officers and people handling you at the door, and just different folks come up to us and tell us. We had, like, get on to me to get on to the students to make them change the shirts and to make them, cover up their shirts, turn them inside out. Because they knew, it was such a coup of sorts that they knew how much it hurt people. And I don't, maybe that is arrogance in itself, but it's not a hidden thing that people wanted him gone. It's not an
right.
undertone. It's an overtone. People wanted him gone. And it because it did so gut the Mavs fan base. Would we love for Kyrie to be the leader and help Cooper Flagg become the next great one? Absolutely. But we also have a fear that he's going to be the next Chandler Parsons and a chosen one that's going to just kind of fall on his face.
It hurts. Yeah,
it just hurts.
It's an interesting story. And first of all, good on you to take your students to a sporting event. That's the kind of stuff like we've all been there before, where a parent or someone takes you to a sporting event when you're at a young age. You remember that stuff for the rest of your life. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, sorry. That's really cool, Pearl. No teachers ever took me to see anything. But I can't.
Damn.
I can't believe. Well,
no offense, but where are we going to see him? Binghamton, maybe
the Mets.
The
Rumble Ponies.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, cool for Hutch. crazy that at a different sporting event for a completely different league that doesn't even have the same owner, they would ask them to turn the shirts inside out. He said Dallas Stars game, and they wanted him to turn around the Fire Nico shirts.
What are the chances that Hutch had those shirts printed out of his own pocket?
Maybe.
The chances he designed the shirts.
Honestly, teachers are incredible. We don't give them enough credit.
I'll drink to that.
But Pearl, there's an idea that, just what Hutch was saying, fan base is so gutted, and now everything is destabilized. Is Cooper Flagg going to actually be the next great thing, or is he going to be the next Chandler Parsons? Like, there's just questions because this ownership group is so bad.
Chandler Parsons, the next Chandler Parsons, he said something about there was all this hope around Chandler Parsons. Did anyone think Chandler Parsons was a generational player?
Well, Donnie Nelson, I think, gave him like $200 million, didn't he? I think he was the GM at the time.
I mean,
I got to go back to my Mavs history. But
I know he got a
big
payday.
He's supposed to be a big transaction for them.
Yeah, I know, but Cooper Flagg, I mean,
Flagg.
I mean, he's just saying he's a 6'9 white guy. That was the reason.
Let's go to
comparing
Daniel.
Comparing the two, obviously.
I'm sorry, did you want to make another point?
Oh, no.
Okay, Daniel's in Fort Worth. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First thing I'd like to say, you asked a second ago, why now? I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but They said it the other day in local media that the Mavs had the first non-sellout in 20 years home game. So I think it hit their pocketbook ownership, and that's probably was the catalyst for the move, because that wasn't going to be, that was the first one in 20 years, but it wasn't going to be the last.
Yeah, that's but a good point.
It's a bittersweet, day in Dallas-Fort Worth, because, Nico is gone, but, the damage was done last February, and we just kind of been soaking it all in since then. But my opinion is that it needs to be a complete fire sale in Dallas. And I would say everybody except Cooper Flagg is on the market. And your second most valuable asset right now is probably Derek Lively, being that he's young. And even though he's young, he has a lot of talent, but he's had some injuries. He hasn't been on the court as much as we would like. His value is never going to be higher than it is right now. And I don't think his timeline lines up with Flagg, being that, they're 3 or 4 years apart. And I would just say that we gave up so much draft capital to put this team around Luka Doncic. You don't have a first round pick for the next 4 or 5 years. Sell everybody and get everything that you can.
Daniel, thank you for that. I think they have their 2026 pick, though. Do they not? I thought that I read yesterday that the Mavs have next year their own pick, but then don't have one until that Lakers pick in 2029.
Right, because there's talk about tanking in Dallas, right? That by choice or not by choice, because assuming that Davis and Kyrie won't be healthy, because I think it's shaping up to be a great draft, right? This is a big, big draft. So I think Dallas wants to be bad, I would assume.
Let's get to Bogus, who's got the latest headlines. Top, Nico Harrison getting fired. Bogus.
Good morning. These headlines sponsored by Prize Picks, the hard-hitting football action even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME.
No.
And get $50 bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com. For restrictions and details, here's the latest attempt to get the NBA All-Star Game off life support. The league going with a U.S. versus international format. 3 8-player teams, 2 American, 1 not, will, quote, compete at the Clippers' new arena in L.A. in February. The players will be picked the usual ways, but there are no longer any positional requirements, and the commissioner will add players to make sure, if necessary, there are at least 16 U.S. players and 8 from the world to make up those 3 individual teams.
Didn't we do this? We did USA versus the world.
Nope.
I mean,
not in basketball.
We did it for the rookie.
Well, the Rising Stars.
The Rising Stars.
Years ago.
Okay.
But that was a full game. It wasn't this round robin we're going to have where it's going to be 4 12-minute games and then a championship game.
I mean, listen, they saw how great it was for hockey, and I think they're just, the hockey did what I forgot what they called that, Four Nations Cup?
The Four Nations, yeah.
It was great. We were all into it, so they're probably trying to get a little of that momentum.
Well, that was real, though. This still is not real. Like, the Four Nations Cup was angry. It was real competition. It's up to the players to try to play, to 1/10 of that.
I also think they overcomplicated this thing. Because to me, could you maybe get... I think you would get better competition if you did USA versus world, but doing this...
But just do a game.
Yeah, just do a game. Just do 12 US, 12 world. The problem is I think the NBA players and the players union feel like the US players will be slighted out of playing in the All-Star game. Well, tough luck. Like, you messed up by screwing around with this All-Star game for decades. Now you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So
also,
now we have
this thing. The Players Association, though, covers all players.
I mean, but the majority of them are American, though. So they're always going to have a little more say.
But the best ones are.
Wait. Sorry. Do we get Canada or no? That's international.
Nope.
That'd be world.
Come on. Toronto is right there. That doesn't seem fair.
Sorry.
Also still need
Pearl, you see the Niagara Falls. What?
You also still need a passport to get into Toronto.
Yeah. We haven't overtaken them yet.
Yeah, that's dicey right now.
Safe to assume that Jalen Brunson will be an All-Star.
Pick and pop, Towns for 3. Long rebound, Bridges. Brunson's wide open. His 3-pointer is good.
That's Tyler Murray on MSG TV. Brunson putting the finishing touches on a 32-point effort and a 133-120 win over the who? I wrote Jazz. That's wrong. Who they beat last night?
Oh, my God. Come on, Bogues. They beat the Grizz.
The Grizzlies. There's Z's in that word, too. The Knicks are 7-0 at home.
Do you get full credit for that? Are the Grizzlies even a franchise right now?
She said it, not me. They
well,
won.
They beat the Mavs, but they just had to fire their GM.
Yeah, is it Ja Morant quiet quitting on the Grizzlies?
No, Ja Morant last night looked like he was drunk.
So loud quitting?
I mean, that was not quiet quitting. You're right, Bogues. That was loud quitting. He had 7 turnovers in 12 minutes.
Yeah, he has more turnovers than field goal attempts this season. I think it's unbelievable.
Isn't quiet quitting. This is Costanza. This is riding around the parking lot of the Yankees saying, attention, front office morons. I mean, he wants out.
My favorite part of the broadcast yesterday on MSG was the awkward silence after Tyler Murray said, Morant is in jail right now. Yeah, that exact same awkward silence that we just got right there.
Wow. Wait, thanks for recreating that.
The MSG play-by-play guy, Tyler Murray.
The Knicks with this win are 7-0 at home. They've won 5 straight overall, scored at least 130 in the last 3.
Well, the New York Knicks.
Well done, Mike Brown.
You always want to protect home as best you can, especially, again, with the fans that we have in this building and the energy that you feel in this building. And, I don't know what our home record's going to be at the end of the day, but we just keep taking it one game at a time and trying to get a win, especially at home.
Turn the Jets on!
Thunder, meanwhile, are 5-for-5 at their home arena, smacking the Warriors 126-102. And the Jazz hammered the broken Pacers 152-128. Those the most points anybody has scored this season. Lauri Markkanen had 35 of them. The college football playoff rankings again begin with Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, and Alabama. But this week, South Florida gets the Group of 5 spot, and Miami's in the bracket as the projected ACC champ. More good news for EJ. Number 19, Gonzaga, running away from number 23, Creighton. The 90-63 win. Graham EK, 20 points and 10 boards.
Everything came up EJ, coming up EJ yesterday.
Except the Jets. Eagles corner, Jair Alexander reportedly stepping away from the game to address his physical and mental health. Retirement apparently is possible. Alexander did not travel with Philly to Green Bay for Monday Night Football.
Great Philadelphia Eagle. Well, he would be missed.
Those Packers placing center Elgton Jenkins on IR with a broken lower leg from Monday night. He might be out deep into January.
Okay, folks, thank you so much. Coming up top of the hour, we will do the college football playoff rankings. But coming up next, someone has an inspired idea for an NFL coaching opening. M&P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted.
Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. You're welcome to call in on the firing of Nico Harrison, 888-710-4ISN. We're on in Dallas for just a little bit longer. Of course, you can always watch the full show, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on X at Maggie Gray. And we're asking, firing Nico Harrison, you can't go back in a time machine and undo the trade for Luka Doncic, but how long before the Mavs can actually put this together and become contenders? Are you worried they're going to ruin Cooper Flagg? Meanwhile, Pearl, we were reacting yesterday to the Giants firing Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of names about who should take over, and we all gave our thoughts. I said, you know, the Giants should trade for John Harbaugh would be number one on my list. And second would be Ryan Day from Ohio State. You went with?
Oh, I mean, I'll just tell you right now, like the names that are coming up are Steve Spagnuolo, Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator for the Packers, Lane Kiffin because of the connection with Jackson Dart. And then there's another big name that Kevin Stefanski, everyone assumes he'll get fired by the Browns, that he'd be a very attractive option to develop.
At least finally you guys get Jackson a good Dart name out there.
I like Stefanski. That'd probably be my favorite of the names that I've heard so far.
Okay, so you'd go with Stefanski. You know, not to do a take on a take, but Ian O'Connor, who comes on the show often, including last week, put out an article yesterday in The Athletic, and he's been covering New York sports for 30-plus years. Said the Giants should trade for Mike Tomlin. Now, here's the thing where I said John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, very similar, right? In the fact they've been with their teams for so long, won Super Bowls, the whole deal. I just have a feeling because the Ravens have had more than three coaches in the history of their organization. I just have a feeling that maybe the Ravens would be more open to this because there is a pressure that's on the Ravens to win with two-time MVP Lamar Jackson that I don't know if the same exact pressure is on Pittsburgh. Like, I think that the Ravens might look around and say, maybe John Harbaugh is not the guy to get us over the top, but the Giants would actually benefit from him quite a bit. With Tomlin, you can just stay in this sort of, we make the playoffs, but we don't win any playoff games, and it feels like the Steelers have co-signed on that. Like, they're okay with it, much to the chagrin of some Steeler fans.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers famously never fire coaches, so I don't think that Tomlin's going to be the first one. I actually don't like the fit of Tomlin and the Giants because you have sort of this, I don't know, is Jackson Dart, Manny, a Ferrari, or he's you have a really nice Lexus at quarterback. You don't want to gut him with Mike Tomlin. You have a young quarterback. Like, you got to go with an offensive coach. See, Tomlin, to me, very much a defensive coach. Harbaugh, less so. Harbaugh, obviously, has helped develop Lamar Jackson, who's the most, probably the best, arguably the best quarterback in the league over the last 5 years. So I could see Harbaugh. I can't see Tomlin. If I'm a Giants fan, I would just grunt and groan because I don't want to get conservative with Jackson Dart. I want to have a real offense, finally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you're right, but there's another part about Jackson Dart where he needs to protect himself. He maybe needs something a little bit more conservative.
Well, I think they need more passing.
Well, that, but he's
Tomlin doesn't like to pass.
Okay, well, they have Malik Nabers is hurt. Like, maybe this is why I didn't understand why Joe Shane, the GM, gets to keep his job because clearly there's not enough weapons on this team
Darius
either.
Hey, Darius Slayton.
Well,
he played well last week, right?
Whoop-dee-doo.
He did.
Whoop-dee-doo. Yeah. Congratulations.
By the way, I just need to correct myself. The Ravens, as the Ravens, have also only had three head coaches. Ted Marchabrota, who was the original, Brian Billick, and now John Harbaugh.
We've had three head coaches since I graduated college.
I know, but I said the Steelers have had three head coaches, but that's going back to Chuck Knoll. You know, this is going back to, you know, the 90s.
1995.
Yeah. Anyway, you don't like Mike Tomlin as a fit. I think that there's still a lot of questions here about Jackson Dart and what's the best way to use him, right?
I mean,
clearly not running the ball because he ends up in the medical tent.
Yeah, I mean, you want him to be more of a pocket quarterback. This is many times we've had mobile quarterbacks come in the NFL and want to run. You have to help them help themselves have a short passing game. So I would have a quarterback. I like Stefanski runs this, you know, clearly Gary Kubiak kind of offense where there's a lot of play action. You got to develop a run game. Big challenge. There's a lot of work to do in New York. But you're right, the weapons are not good. I think you have to go with a high-end offensive guy. I'm not sure who that is. But I always, you know, we've been debating this all week. You kind of are open for a retread. I want more of a first-time coach who is an offensive coordinator. That's
a formula. You said Stefanski.
Well, I know. Stefanski basically is a first time. It'll be the first time in a real team.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I don't know if the Giants are a real team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's the kind of person, I mean, a guy who runs like a specific offense with a specific offensive philosophy. Stefanski, so you might not get him, but Clint Kubiak from the Seahawks. Somebody like that. A guy who has a, you know, a vision. I like the Liam Cohens. I like Liam.
Yeah, that worked out.
Dable... Yeah, I guess so. But I want sort of a McVay Shanahan type. I keep saying that, and I'm like
they're just out there, yeah, ready to like, be plucked.
Yeah. I don't know. They've been 400 of them been hired in the last 6 years.
Yeah, but only two have really been successful.
None of them are doing anything.
And the Giants can't find those dudes.
I don't know. Kevin O'Connell's been pretty good.
He's like the main guy.
And he can't win a playoff game.
Everyone else has been terrible.
Quickly, I want to hit Andreas, who's in Chicago, just circling back around on the Mavericks. They fired Nico Harrison yesterday, who he was the architect of the Luka Doncic trade. What's up, Andreas?
Good morning, y'all.
How you doing?
After seeing the firing yesterday, I just feel like the Mavericks, there's no direction you can go. Kuba Plagg's a nice young player, but Luka was our future. And with the gambling coming out with some of the former players, current coaches, players. There's a small part of me thinking maybe did Nate Nico collude with the Lakers all along to get a nice little payday on the side. I don't know. Anything's possible now that with the gambling coming out tied to the mafia. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
Interesting. Andreas, so now everything's open. So you, in this theory, Nico Harrison cut a side deal with Rob Pelinka and the Lakers to gift wrap Luka Doncic? I had not heard that one yet.
Well,
yeah, I mean, spot the lie.
Well, I don't know if there was like a bag of cash.
I don't want to comment on this.
Were there illegal poker games involved?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like you get pretty well compensated for being the Mavs GM. Do you really need a duffel bag?
Hey, Nico, you lose this hand, I get Luka Doncic.
He should be in rehab if he's doing stuff like that.
Well.
No.
Well.
No.
I mean, this is what the NBA opens itself up to with all the gambling stuff.
You think like, that they lost Luka Doncic in a poker game?
No, that people will call in a radio show and say that maybe there's collusion going on with the mafia. Like this gambling problem is pervasive in everything now.
Yeah.
They can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Crazy. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, and Patrick Dumont runs a casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.